Welcome to Bayanabhartar Electronic Magazine. For our articles, you may select elementary English level or the advanced option. The choice is yours.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
You have chosen article Star Sense. What colognes do our male celebs wear? Advanced level. Without a doubt, our favorite celebrities are well-dressed and wear top-notch brands whenever we see them at events or in magazine pictures. But have you ever thought about their preferred aftershave or perfume? In the short selected list below, we discover who prefers to wear what that gives them that delightful finishing touch as true gentlemen and classy role models in society. Enjoy. Hugh Jackman loves Grey Vetiver. This is truly a gentleman's cologne and a signature aroma for Hugh Jackman. As it says in the name, this version of Grey Vetiver highlights the scent of the famous grass, vetiver, at every stage of the perfume journey. It simply leaves you feeling fresh, just like springtime. This cologne hasn't been around for very long. It was released in 2009 and has become popular among many men for its classic, elegant, and manly scent. Apart from the vetiver theme, it has woody, green, and citrus tones, along with grapefruit, orange blossom, sage, nutmeg, orris root, oak moss, amber, and pimento. So, if all of this in a perfume is good enough for the X-Men star, it is certainly a winner for the rest of us. Will Smith goes for Vera Wang Men. Vera Wang Men is considered an incredibly masculine scent with a special freshness, which is why someone like Will Smith would want to wear it. The cologne opens up with elements of green leaves and yuzu, as well as nutmeg, leather, and anise. The base of the scent includes sandalwood and tobacco, completing that manly foundation. Our fellow men might also like to know that Vera Wang is very seductive and was originally created as a fragrance for newly wedded men. It was released after Vera Wang created its original version for women. Chris Hemsworth is for Hugo Boss. Famous for his superhero character Thor, Chris Hemsworth put his signature hammer down for Hugo Boss so that he could wear a cologne powerful enough to stun other superhumans and villains. This is definitely a scent for warmer days, and a rather unusual addition too. It has cedar and sandalwood with light specks of citrus, which gives you that ocean breeze on a summer's day. Boss makes no mistake here in delivering a fine balance of a gentleman and sportsman at the same time.
Oh, gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch, be my homeward dove, and dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love.
LeBron James scores for Dolce & Gabbana, The One. Professional basketball player LeBron James indeed sweats a lot on the court. But what about the times when he's not playing in the NBA? After a cool shower and getting suited up, he sprays on The One cologne for men by Dolce & Gabbana. This perfume is powered with deep and dry tobacco, elements of warm cardamom, and topped with basil. This particular cologne is great for casual social gatherings and events. David Beckham and his very own colognes. As many of you may already know, ex-football superstar David Beckham has a fragrance career too. He offers a variety of colognes for any time of day and occasion. You can choose from Instinct, which has multiple lines such as Sport, that comes with a limited edition. If you fancy being more formal, David Beckham's classic variety won't disappoint you, neither would his Beyond editions. Basically, if you're the type of guy who prefers to try different colognes, David Beckham's collections give you that special window to explore new possibilities. When it comes to Beckham, there's a fragrance for any man at any place. Jude Law, a man for Paul Smith Extreme. This brand and version of warmth and musk perfectly matches Jude Law's character. For a man with good manners and taste, Paul Smith Extreme does well to represent style and creativity. You'll be able to sense warm notes of nutmeg harbour, while elements of lemon give it that crisp stylishness. For base notes, rosewood and some musk make up this charming cologne for a gentleman of the modern day. Justin Timberlake likes Play EDT by Givenchy for men. As a pop star, songwriter, and actor, Justin Timberlake not only uses his famous face to promote Givenchy's play, he actually claims that he wears it in real life. Who can blame him? This cologne has a strong masculine scent that's super versatile. It is both great for daytime and evening events to spray on. Being launched in 2008, the Eau de Toilette gives out samples of bitter orange, grapefruit, and black pepper, along with some patchouli. If you prefer a stronger version of this perfume, try the Play Intense version, which gives you notes of bergamot, tangerine, pink pepper, vetiver, tonka bean, and again, patchouli.
La differenza tra me e te non l'ho capita fino in fondo veramente bene. Me e te, uno dei due sa farsi male, l'altro meno, però me e te è quasi una negazione. E io mi perdo nei dettagli e nei disordini, tu no, e temo il tuo passato e il mio passato, ma tu no. Me e te è così chiaro. Sembra difficile, La mia vita mi fa perdere il sonno sempre, mi fa capire che è evidente la differenza tra me e te. Poi mi chiedi come sto e il tuo sorriso spegne i tormenti e le domande a stare bene, a stare male, a torturarmi, a chiedermi perché. La differenza tra me e te, tu come stai bene, io come sto, boh, e te, uno sorride di com'è, l'altro piange cosa non è, e penso sia un errore. E io ho tre certezze, una pinta e qualche amico. Tu hai molte domande, alcune pessime melodie.